You just heard the President of the United States speaking about Afghanistan from the White House. Philip Wegman from Real Clear Politics was in the room. Philip, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Yep. How was the President perceived in the room? I mean, when he comes in and he does that kind of low-key, low-voice, halting speaking, obviously telepromptered, hesitant here and there, and then he just turns and he walks out. I don't know why those guys bother hollering a question anymore. He's not going to answer it. Does that serve a great purpose, or is that just so he can say, hey, I talked to the American people?
So I wasn't in the Roosevelt room. I was in the basement of the briefing room, actually watching on circuit. But the big thing is that there was an audible gasp in the basement of the White House press briefing room. So we were listening to the president's remarks. We expected our colleagues to be able to ask questions, and they shouted some questions at Biden as he turned heels to walk away. But no, the president wanted to come out there. He wanted to give an update, but he did not want a back and forth with reporters about the particulars of how things are going on the ground in Afghanistan right now.
So with you and your friends in the press, is that starting to wear a little thin?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is something that's quite interesting. A lot of my colleagues here have been covering not just this administration, but administrations prior to this. And, you know, some of the folks here have spent, you know, the better part of the last two decades covering the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. They've been on the ground. They have friends. They know interpreters who are trying to get out of that country. So it changes this from just a political issue to a very personal one. And I think that that's why we've been seeing some sharper questions, you know, from everyone who is in that room.
Well, how are things perceived when you hear some of these people in recordings from their phone calls, people that are still there in Afghanistan, some that people in the room there with you that they know, and they say, please come get us, Mr. President. Please don't leave us here. Don't leave us stranded. And then Jim Psaki says there's nobody that's stranded in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was at the briefing today, and it was interesting to hear the press secretary return to those remarks that she made the other day. Obviously, the sentiment that I think she was trying to get across yesterday was that the administration had committed to getting every American on the ground who wanted to get out, out. That said, because this is a crisis, because there are a lot of moving parts, and because this is not as simple as getting an Uber or a shuttle to the airport, a lot of us wanted to know, first and foremost, is the president prepared to move the August 31st deadline? You know, is this administration reaching out to everyone on the ground, and what methods were they doing? And I think it was remarkable that the press secretary told us in the briefing room today, if you know any individual who is still trying to get out, she told reporters in that room to pass along their contact information. She was also asked by a reporter, you know, when we're talking about that August 31st deadline, is that August 30th? At midnight, or is that August 31st at midnight? These are, you know, these are small but very significant details, and it was very interesting that, you know, the press secretary said that she'd have to follow up.
I'll circle back with you on that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've heard some voice recordings, some on Fox, some on CNN, and I heard one on CNN night before last, of a woman basically pleading, saying, Mr. President, please don't abandon us here. Please get us out. And this was a woman who actually worked for the embassy in Kabul. Do we not even know where our embassy workers are?
It's horrifying when you hear those voice recordings, and it's alarming because there is a disconnect between what we hear from this administration and what we're seeing on the ground. In the briefing today, just like they have for the last 2 weeks, the administration said that the airlift has been a success, that, you know, the United States remained committed to Americans and allies still on the ground. And yet, that doesn't seem to match what we're hearing from people who are in this crisis themselves. NBC reported earlier today that there are some embassy employees saying that they would rather take a Taliban bullet than try and brave the crowds on the way to the airport. And so, you know, there are all sorts of questions about the particulars, and I think that what the president tried to do with his remarks just a moment ago was to point out that, you know, the U.S. has gotten more than 70,000, you know, citizens and allies combined out of the country since July. But what's interesting about that number is that the lion's share, the majority, something like 65,000, those evacuees came just in the last 2 weeks, meaning that this has been a very, very rushed process.
Yeah, extremely rushed. And a lot of those, well, we can walk through that again sometime, but, you know, the last time I talked to you, I said, if we had known what date certain was in our head for getting out, we could have taken the month prior and contacted all of our people all over Afghanistan and given certain people certain times to make sure they get to the airport. Because once we yanked the military, it was like ole ole out and free, and the Taliban came out of everywhere. We could have certainly done a much better job had we gotten them out ahead of time. Philip, at the close here, I'm checking other sources like the Daily Mail, the Parisienne, and some other news sources from around the world. And in the Daily Mail, they make reference to the fact that, you know, Johnson, Macron, and Merkel tried to use the G7 meeting to urge the president to keep the operation going longer, but the entreaties appear to have fallen on deaf ears. And especially Boris Johnson had said, you know, you keep saying that you were hemmed in by the previous president. I have a funny feeling he would have found a way to get them out beforehand, or that he would have found a way to extend the time. He would not have been caught in the middle here simply because the Taliban said so.
And that's interesting, because what we just heard from the president is that he said that they are going to maintain the 31st deadline on condition that the Taliban do not hamper people getting to the airport. But he is telling the State Department and the Department of Defense to prepare contingency plans if they need to extend that deadline. I think that, you know, there are a lot of, you know, Republicans and Trump supporters who are sort of Monday morning quarterbacking this and saying, oh, well, it would have been different if our guy tried to withdraw. There wouldn't have been this chaos. I think the difference here is Trump pushed to withdraw from Afghanistan, and his generals and the people on the ground sort of said, all right, okay, yeah, sure, realizing that, you know, this was likely not going to happen. And in the end, he was actually, you know, hampered, whereas Biden said, I'm leaving, and he actually did leave. And I think that that has shocked a lot of our allies. And yeah, I think that's why Boris Johnson and Emmanuel Macron, they are, you know, they're looking for more flexibility because they're not used to seeing, you know, the president say, all right, we're going to leave, and then actually
Leave.
Go forward with it, even with all the messy results.
Listen, I'm going to call you later in the week because today has been so jumbled as to when we got a hold of you. Everything was going on. I want to make sure you and I get to have some full thoughts either Thursday or Friday this week. So I'm going to rattle your chain again.
You got it.
I got to run. Hey, for today, listen, thank you so very, very much.
Hey, thank you, Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media.